Kathy Anstatt will now bring us our Kids Corner. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus.
Good to see everybody this morning. I'm wearing my purple coat today. I'm wearing my purple coat because purple is the color for the Kansas State Wildcats. And actually, it's the second time I've worn this coat this week. I wore it Monday because a week ago yesterday, K-State beat the KU Jayhawks. And I was so proud of my team that I had to wear my coat to school and kind of tease my KU friends. Yesterday, K-State played the MU Tigers, and we lost. Not just a little bit. We lost a lot.
Woo!
But I am still wearing my purple coat because I'm still a fan of the K-State Wildcats. Not just when they win, but also when they lose. Now, why? Why am I a K-State fan? Because my life is a lot better because of K-State. It was at K-State where I learned to be a teacher. And I love being a teacher. It's made me happy. It's at K-State that I made many of my good friends that are still my friends today. And it's at K-State where I met my best friend, my husband Don. And so K-State has been a blessing to me. And so it doesn't matter when we win or lose, I'm still a fan. Well, this is church, and what I'm really talking about isn't football. What I'm talking about is being a fan of God. In our scripture today, we're going to meet a man named Gideon. Gideon lived at a time when things weren't going very well for his people. They had been conquered and were being set upon by enemies. And those enemies were coming and destroying their crops and destroying their cattle so that they didn't have enough to eat and their lives were in danger. And an angel came to Gideon and said, "Gideon, the Lord is with you." And Gideon said, "I don't think so." Now, that's not what the Bible says, but that's what I'm saying. He says, no. If the Lord was with us, then why are these enemies getting the better of us? He used to do great things, but not anymore. Well, what Gideon forgot to remember is that even in the bad times, it's important to remember that God has been good to you in the past and to have faith that God will be good to you in the future too. So whenever we're faced with bad times, we need to realize that it is within us to make our times better. Let's say a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who gave us life and gave us a beautiful world in which to live it, we are grateful for all the things that you have done in the past. And when we think that times are tough, help us to remember that you still love us and that you have within us the strength to make things better. Amen. And now, it's our turn to help people right now who are facing some tough times with our giving change or our opposing force.
Last year, these children collected over $1,900 for apportionments, and that's what we do with our funds for relief around the world.